Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was my guy, Crap Sheet, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, with some positive information that we've been talking about coming out of Foxborough. Nothing officially positive, but Mike Vrabel did say he didn't think it would be season ending and kind of alluded to the idea these are weeks, not months, type issues dealing with, more so with Will Campbell. It may even be even better than that for Jared Wilson. So certainly crisis averted, Fitzy. I don't know
exactly. It's not an end of the season, so that's, which could then affect next year as
right.
Well.
Like, surgery, this, that, who knows? I'm just going to be totally honest. So this is what I thought.
Finally.
I thought he blew his ACL, so I was envisioning surgery, recovery, he going to be like?
Towel tears.
Yeah.
If you see the CTT, cart towel tears, that usually means season's over.
But you know what the good thing I think is? Or not the good thing, but I think the explanation for that is, I don't think he's, and Vrabel brought this up this morning, I don't think he's dealt with a lot of injuries. And sometimes when you go through your first injuries, you think your season's over. You think it was AC. You've never felt anything like that in your life, and it hurt, and this and that. So he doesn't have that bank of experience that, unfortunately, as a football player, he will acquire in the coming years as a football player, mm-hmm. Figuring out, like, the dip. Remember the old Parcellian, are you hurt or are you injured? Yeah, you're going to hurt, but are you injured? Are you going to miss time? Are you going to have surgery? Are you going to, like, that's the injury.
Hurt all
is
hurt.
Right. Hurt is a constant state of doing your job in the National Football League. So I think that might be it, that he's just, because remember, 21 years old, right? Will Campbell is 20.
Will Campbell, yeah, he's a baby, dude.
Yeah, so he hasn't had a lot of major injuries. He played a boatload of games at LSU, so I don't think he missed any, if much, to injury at LSU. He's been relatively healthy, so this is probably the first significant scare of an injury that he's had in his life. So that might explain it. Yes, Diz.
Well, I mean, you kind of already said it for me, but I was with you, Andy, and Nick, you kind of echoed the same sentiment, but seeing him on the cart and seeing him cry when he lifted up that towel and you could just see, you know, the tears coming down. I was like, oh no. And I think Drake said it during his post game as well. It's not just the skill of the player that you lose. It's the personality, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I think Will Campbell is a big personality in that locker room. And I think, you know, a lot of guys gravitate towards that. I love Will Campbell, man. So that was just devastating.
I love Will Campbell. You love Will Campbell. And clearly the quarterback loves him, some Will mm-hmm. Campbell. And, you know, we can talk about tight ends and number one receivers being safety blankets or whatever you want to call it for a young quarterback. Having your boy on the field is also, especially when your boy is a left tackle, is also a safety blanket.
It's big country. That's his best buddy.
It is, and it's the guy he blames for the Drake May situation. So that's another factor in here, because we also don't want to lose the vibes. I know this is secondary, and I'm not supposed to say that word, but this
just
team...
put a quarter in the jar, it's fine.
Where is the damn jar? I haven't seen the damn jar. Where exactly is this jar you reference all the time?
It's metaphorical, but that's fine.
Keep looking. Is it a Venmo jar? Do I need to send that?
Yes,
but,
for
you know,
charity.
You don't want to start to chip away at that either, right? Like, if Vedarian Lowe's out there and trying his ass off but getting beat, that creates like a weird dynamic that we lived last year. And if Ben Brown or other guys start struggling, there's like a trickle-down effect of, not that they're going to turn on each other and start pointing fingers, but it makes it more challenging. It makes it more, you know, difficult on a game-by-game, week-by-week basis. So, 6-1.
Get out of here, rookie. Sorry about that.
That is that's one of my favorites of Drake May, too, because we've never heard him fall into, like, screw around with the boys Drake May voice there, and he had to apologize and collect his thoughts before he could go on as the franchise QB at the podium. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I called in during the pregame, and I was going to bring it up, but I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately. And what it was all about was, I thought this is like the fourth or fifth year that I've never seen injuries like this devastate a lot of teams so far in the NFL. And remember, we were talking about earlier saying how thin we were. We're razor thin, and I was hoping that they would get a lineman, because our line guys, I'm not bagging on them, but they've been peeking out at everything that they have in them. And let me tell you, man, if we had got a guy that could have wound up being maybe a 1 or 2 year guy, maybe longer, who knows? We didn't look for an elite guy, but we needed help in that line. And now we're really screwed.
Thanks for the call, Tim. I don't know if we're screwed, but I do think we needed help. And if you recall Dan Ball et al. In the jury, that was my argument leading into the trade deadline, that if I could fill one, I think I would fill a swing tackle role for this team that was skating by with Will Campbell on one side and 852-year-old Morgan Moses on the other side. And this is the scenario. Now, I'm not taking any kind of victory lap, A, because the guy's hurt and I don't love that, and B, maybe Vedarian Lowe is really good. Are we ruling out Vedarian Lowe being really, really good?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, that took
617.
That took less time to answer than I expected.
This is not the end of the season. It's not panic mode, as Tim just said. We're not screwed. This is a challenge. This now puts the onus, the impetus, all of that and more on McDaniels to scheme things away from Vedarian Lowe, or somehow find a way to utilize whatever he does or things he can do wellish or best. This puts a lot on Drake May. This puts a lot of stress on any tight ends they may bring over for protection. Travion Henderson, Ben Brown. It's going to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take a village, it's going to have to be a group effort, because, yes, he is a significant downgrade from a rookie left tackle who hasn't exactly lit the world on fire but has played pretty darn well.
And I think my biggest concern isn't even necessarily with Vedarian Lowe, why I answer that question in such a hasty fashion. It's the fact that now the entire left side of your line is completely different. If Lowe was working off of Jared Wilson, I think I would feel at least a little bit better, but now it's Lowe and Ben Brown. So kind of to your point, Fitzy, anybody with a halfway decent pass rush is just going to try to punish that side of the line.
Yeah, and they also have, like, Cincinnati had to adjust to it on the fly, and again, that was the 32nd ranked defense, or so we were told. Now you're going to have the Giants, who are just to fire their defensive coordinator, may get a boost from that, playing with house money, ramshackle approach. They have a week to prepare for it. I hope Drake likes throwing when he's on the run to his right.
Lil Gullible Andy checking in here for his duty at about 4:40 on a Patriots Monday. Okay. Wasn't there a time where when we brought up the idea of starting two rookies on the left side, there was a certain linebacker who said feast, and we thought maybe this would be super problematic and teams would target it. So, I mean, we were pessimistic at times about two rookies starting on the left side. And one rookie who was taken with the fourth pick who had too small a hands and too short an arms. I'm just saying there is good experience for – well, there's experience for Vidarian Lowe. I don't know if it was good experience for Vidarian Lowe. There were reps last year, and maybe he'll open our eyes. Maybe he'll step up to the opportunity slash challenge. Or Marcus Bryant. He's the opposite end of the spectrum. We don't have much known about him. Not a lot of reps to go by. He's a big-bodied rookie. And, well, if they could do it with Will Campbell and they could do it with Jared Wilson, maybe Doug Marrone and company can do it with another rookie in Marcus Bryant. Did I sell either of those two options very successfully?
It sounded like you tried to convince yourself. And you didn't do a very good job.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm a little worried. And that's where I'll answer my own question, who's it most on? I don't think it's on Vidarian Lowe, because I think Vidarian Lowe is who he is at this point. I find it hard to believe he's going to get much more out of himself. It's on a combination, in my opinion, of Josh McDaniels. You might have to change the way you play offense. We may have to cut back on the deep balls and holding on to the ball. Or if you want to throw a deep ball, make it out of a moving pocket. You joked, Fitzy, but maybe we're rolling to the right. And then it's booty down the right sideline. And that rollout to the right bought you that extra second and a half to then throw the ball to booty. But traditional drop back in the pocket, step up, and flick the ball, which has been a great play for them, great successful play, may not be in it. And I also think Drake May needs to be on his game, needs to probably up his game. There was the one play yesterday where I didn't think he reacted very well to the corner blitz. The guy was going to be unblocked, and he kind of crapped his pants and just took a sack, which is fine. Didn't do anything overly. Yeah, like it's better than throwing it away and it's picked off and the guy's running the other way for an interception. But, you know, I think Mike Vrabel said he could have just thrown it in the dirt at somebody's feet. That's probably the next step there. But there's room for all of them to do more, but I think it's the combination of McDaniels and May. They've gotten the most credit for why the offense is good, right?
Correct.
They should take this as an opportunity to get even more credit and make the offense good again. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to a Patriots win in Cincinnati that was costly in terms of injuries. Will Campbell, Jared Wilson left the game. Looks like they avoided significant major injuries, but will miss some time. You also lost Tonga and Schooler. Milton Williams already on IR. Are these injuries piling up to the point where you're reassessing your long-term projections for this football team? We'll continue to take your phone calls. Talk about that next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.